my lands, we are live right here on Free Coaching Friday. I got three quick questions for you. First of all, are you a brand new real estate investor and you're struggling to get your first deal because you don't have the money to fund your deals? Or are you a wholesaler and you've got some assignment fees, you know, you've been wholesaling some deals, but you want to stay in some deals, but you don't have the money to fund your deals? Or are you a seasoned real estate investor and you just want more funding available at super cheap interest rates to just do more deals? Well, listen, my friend, if you answered yes to any of those three questions, don't go anywhere because I'm getting ready to plug you into the money by giving you my free book titled Where to Get the Money Now. But before I plug you into the money, I want to welcome everybody here to Free Coaching Friday. My lands, it's been a couple of weeks or a few weeks before or since we were here on Free Coaching Friday, because the last time we were here on Friday morning, Free Coaching Friday, was at the live event just a few weeks ago in my lands. We've had, I know, over 50,000 views. Maybe it's closer to 60 or 70,000 now. And on that Free Coaching Friday, I had live on stage with me, Julie Wickheiser, our real estate attorney that's been handling our real estate closings on my lands for over 15 years now. We went for 1 hour on that Free Coaching Friday. And so if you missed it, if you're not one of the 50 or 60,000 people that saw that, you want to go to my Facebook page. Of course, you're on it right now. On Facebook, you just search for Jay Conner, J-A-Y-C-O-N-N-E-R, okay? Good morning, Dorothy. Welcome to Free Coaching Friday. So search for Jay Conner, the Private Money Authority, and scroll down, and you'll see that hour-long training with my real estate attorney, Julie Wickheiser. It was amazing. So again, if you have just, hello there, Dan Muhorter, welcome to Free Coaching Friday up in Staten Island, New York. Anyway, welcome to Free Coaching Friday. If you're just joining, today's topic, so you know on every Free Coaching Friday, I cover a specific topic. Today's topic, after I plug you into the money for your deals, today's topic is titled, What Real Estate Investors Can Expect for 2022. What's going to happen in 2022? Hello there, Lynette. Welcome to Free Coaching Friday. Glad to have you here. So if you're new to Free Coaching Friday, what in the world is Free Coaching Friday? My lands, what is Free Coaching Friday? Well, hey, William, welcome to Free Coaching Friday. William says, I met you in Asheville and then Lexington, Kentucky. Hello, Richard. Welcome to Free Coaching Friday. Philip from Boston, Massachusetts. Glenn Miller, welcome to Free Coaching Friday. David, my lands, David from Jacksonville, Florida. Welcome to Free Coaching Friday. So if you've never joined or been in here, what in the world is Free Coaching Friday? Well, we talk all things real estate. We always have an emphasis on private money, okay, obviously, because I'm known as the Private Money Authority. Just real quick. If we've never met, right, and we haven't shook hands or hugged, you know, me and Carol Joy are huggers. And my lens, there's Guy Stevens, Platinum and Mastermind member from Ohio. Welcome there, Guy Stevens. So, you know, why am I qualified to talk about what we talk about? Well, Carol Joy, my wife, and I, we started investing in real estate back in 2003 here in Eastern North Carolina. And we've rehabbed a little over 450 houses. We do 2 to 3 deals a month in this real small, teeny tiny market of Morehead City, Newport, Beaufort, over on the beach. And we do 2 to 3 deals a month, but our average profits are $71,000. Well, from 2003 to 2009, I relied on local banks to fund our deals. And guess what? In January 2009, y'all, thanks for the love and thanks for the hearts. My land, y'all are sending me lots of love and likes here on Free Coaching Friday. In January 2009, after being in this business for 6 years, I got cut off with no notice. Cut off with no notice. My lands, y'all are sending the love hearts. Thank you. I lost my lines of credit, right? Lost my lines of credit. And here's the deal. I hung up from my banker in January 2009. I had 2 deals under contract and no way to get them funded. So my definition, hey, let me see. If you agree with this definition of coincidence, I want you to type in the comment bar right now. And by the way, these instructions work whether you're watching live or you're watching on the replay. But if you agree with this definition of coincidence, I want you to type in the comment bar, I love it. I love it. Here's my definition of coincidence. God's way of staying anonymous. That's my definition of coincidence. God's way of staying anonymous. Because here's what happened. When I hung up from my banker, in less than 2 weeks, yes, I love it's are coming in. Way to go, Greg. Welcome to Free Coaching Friday. In less than 2 weeks, Philip, I love it. In less than 2 weeks, Guy Stevens, I love it. I was introduced to this world of private money. And since that time, yes, Glenn, love it. Yeah, Lynette loves it. In less than 2 weeks, I was introduced to this world of private money, and I'm going to give you all this book on how you can get all the private money for your deals, too. I was introduced to this world of private money, and since that time, Carol Joy and I have not missed out on a deal because we did not have the funding, okay? So, I'm going to go ahead and plug you into the money now. I'm going to give you my new book for free, just cover shipping, and then we're going to talk about what real estate investors like yourself can expect in 2022. And there is Nick Thomas. Hello, Nick. Looking forward to this. Absolutely, Nick. So I'm going to give you all the book. I'm going to give you instructions on how to get the book. And we're going to talk about expectations for 2022. So I just recently released this book, Where to Get the Money Now. It's $19.99 on Amazon. I'm going to give it to you for free. Just cover the shipping. This book lays out in details, okay? This book lays out in details how I went from zero funding to over $2,150,000 in funding in less than 90 days when I was cut off from the banks, all right? It's going to give you step-by-step instructions, how to locate private lenders in your own backyard, how to be a teacher, teach other people about private money. This, I'm telling you folks, you implement what I've got in this book for you. And by the way, we're not talking hard money. We're not talking hard money. We're not talking hard money brokers. You implement what is in this book, okay? And I guarantee you, you will have the same results as myself. You will have a problem. And let me tell you something. It is a very good problem. Here's the problem. You're going to end up with more money. Okay, you're going to end up with more money to fund your deals than you can put to work. Is that not a good problem or what? So, Dan Muhorter, I'm so glad you're here on Free Coaching Friday. If you will type in the comment bar, I'm going to give you all the special URL, okay, the special website link that you can get the book for free, and all you got to do is just cover shipping. Here it is. Go to get the book, Where to Get the Money Now, How and Where to Get Money for Your Real Estate Deals Without Relying on Traditional or Hard Money Lenders. Go to www.jayconner.com/Friday. Just the word Friday. So go to www.jayconner.com/Friday and I'll autograph it for you and we will get it shipped right out to you. Guy Stevens says it's an awesome book. Thank you so much. Greg, thank you also for putting the URL up in there, comment bar. So listen, everybody that's here on the live stream right now, if you're on the live stream with me right now, or you are watching the replay right now, I need your help. It is my intention to get this book into as many real estate investors' hands as possible, and here's why. I know, you're welcome, Lynette, thank you. I know that private money is, number one, the best and quickest way to skyrocket your real estate business and never miss out on a deal. It's also your quickest way to get your first deal, because if you're talking to all those for sale by owners, okay, 87% of them will not sell to you on terms. They require all the cash. So I need your help. If you're watching here on the live stream or you're watching the replay, right now I need for you to click or tap on your share icon below the video right now and share this video, share this live stream. So let's get this out to everybody as we can. Again, I'll ship it right out to you, www.jayconner.com/Friday. We'll ship it right out. So I also love to know who is watching. I've seen a bunch of you have been chiming in. But if you haven't chimed in yet, go ahead and type in the comment bar your name and your city and state. Well, we already got your name if you type in the comment bar. Just type in your city and state where you're tuning in from. So even if you've already commented, again, I want to know city and states where everybody's tuning in from, and just say hello to everybody right now. Right after you do that, give me a bunch of thumbs up. I need lots of likes. And when you like something that I say here this morning, Minneapolis, Minnesota, give me thumbs up. Give me lots of hearts. All right. There's Texas. Glenn, you know Carol Joy loves that. Virginia, Chantilly. I want to say Chantilly Lace right after that, Dorothy, right? Nikki from Columbia, South Carolina. Lynette is in Matthews, North Carolina. Lynette, I think that's near Charlotte, if I'm remembering correctly. I think so. But and then right now, everybody give me a bunch of love. Everybody right now, whether you're watching the live stream or the replay, give me a bunch of hearts, give me a bunch of hearts, give me a bunch of hearts. Wow, there is Derek right there in Raleigh, North Carolina. And there's Chuck Stevens, Dayton, Texas. And you're out of Jacksonville, Florida. That is awesome. That's awesome. There come the love hearts. And Dorothy thinks Chantilly Lace, too. I love it. So let me go ahead and give you all what I'm thinking about 2022. All right, this isn't going to take long, so hang on here with me. Stay on to the end. We're only going to go, maybe 10 more minutes. Maybe. Okay. By the way, if you've got a real estate investing question, wow, there's William from Lexington, Kentucky. Our dear friend and preacher, David Price, his wife, Tracy Price, are going out to Kentucky, and they're staying in the Kentucky mansion this December. My lands. They showed me pictures of the Kentucky mansion. Anyway, so what am I looking at here for 2022? Well, let me tell you something. I'm blessed to be in three of the top mastermind groups in the nation of the high-end real estate investors. I've been talking over the last few weeks with some very, very smart people, people that are smarter than I am when it comes to looking at what's going to be coming up in the future. I mean, these folks are doing 100, 200 real estate deals a year, my lands. So they know what's going on. So what I'm getting ready to share with you is contrary to what you're hearing on, you know, CNN, MSNBC, you know, all that kind of stuff. I've been talking with people that are CEOs and are involved with the top companies, you know, such as Auction.com and Hubzoo and all that kind of stuff. So these folks that I have been visiting with, they've been through a number of downturns in the real estate market. I mean, just like I have, you know, y'all know that I was in the mobile home business before getting into single family flipping back in 2003. This is my third market or my third cycle that I have actually witnessed and seen how it goes. And so, you know, everything's booming right now. I mean, over the past year, pretty much all across the nation, we have seen double digit, you know, increases in values of houses. And I will say, as far as the values go, I think that's going to hold. I think that's going to be steady. I don't think we're going to see a dip in prices over the next year. I mean, you know, rents have been going up, you know, 20% as well. But what I see beginning over the next 12 months, 2 years, 3 years, we are going to have more inventory come onto the market than we have seen since 2007 and 8 and 2009. Now, I do not believe it's going to be to the degree that we saw in 2007, 8, and 9, but here's the deal. Think about all those people. Think about all those people over the last, since March of 2021. Since March of 2021. Think about how many people have not been making their mortgage payments, all right? I don't know how many it is, but it's in the millions and millions and millions. And, you know, when I talk with people, they'll say, well, hold the phone, Jay, hold the phone. You know, the government is taking care of this, right? You know, they got the bailout program. They're going to, you know, simply let people tack on to the end of their mortgages, their deferred payments and all that, right? And Dorothy says, I've seen a lot of moving trucks around in the last week. I bet so, Dorothy, because it's getting ready to open up. Now, first point I want to make about upcoming 2022, even if the government, okay, put every one of those mortgage payments that are behind on those millions of people on the back end of their note, guess what they do not put on the back end of the note? Anybody want to put in the comment bar right now? What can they not, like you can put past mortgage payments on the back end of the note, but of course it's not going to happen in the majority of cases, but even if they do, who wants to put in the comment bar right now, what can mortgage companies and the government not put in what's called a deferment program? What can they not put on the back end of it? Here's the answer. Taxes and insurance. Taxes and insurance, right? I mean, you know, the taxes cannot be deferred. Insurance cannot be deferred. So even, you know, as in most mortgage payments, in the mortgage payment, you've got the taxes and insurance are escrowed. Well, guess what? Even, that's right, Glenn, even if all those were deferred and put on the back end, the payment is still going to go up significantly because the taxes and insurance are behind. So, I mean, here's the deal, folks. Here's what the crystal ball says. And look, I ain't got a crystal ball. Nobody's got a crystal ball. Hello there, Derek and Felicia from Raleigh. But if I had a crystal ball, here's what I believe. I believe that right now you need to get ready to, first of all, help people that are in foreclosure because it's going to be opening up, and bank-owned properties, REOs. There are going to be more REOs, in my opinion, there's going to be more REOs and bank-owned properties coming onto the market, not being bought at the courthouse steps, okay, because most people don't have the cash, and there's going to be a ton of, so what have you got to do to position yourself? You got to get the private money lined up, right? You got to get the private money lined up. I mean, how many foreclosures do you think are just sitting in the wings waiting to come on sale this coming year, 2023, 2024? I mean, is it a half a million? Is it a million? Is it 2 million? Is it 5 million? I don't know how many it is, right? And I do know this, as I said a second ago, it's going to be more than we have seen since 2007 and 2009. So, a couple of suggestions and I'll let you go on Free Coaching Friday. Again, get the money lined up, order my book, jconnor.com/Friday. Get it shipped right out to you. Now, I've got a very dear friend that's in one of the masterminds. His name is Corey Boatwright. Corey is out of Oklahoma City. He's one of the most successful, thank you, Greg, for putting that in the comment bar. Corey Boatwright is one of the most successful real estate investors I know in the nation. And I got an email from Corey the other day, and he and I just love to brainstorm. And in his email, he put together a list of best practices for your real estate investing business. And I looked over, there was like five of them. And I could not agree with Corey anymore. I'm going to give you these five. And I tell you, folks, if you're driving, go back and listen to this. If you're sitting somewhere where you can write some notes, write these five ways or five best practices for real estate investing. Number one, and let me tell you, folks, this one I'm going to share with you right now from my friend Corey Boatwright. This is the biggest lesson that I learned in real estate investing ever since I started in 2008. Number one, never, never, never purchase real estate based on your guesstimate of appreciation. Never buy real estate based on what you think the property is going to be worth 6 months, a year, or 2 months down the road. Let me say that a different way, and then I'm going to tell you a quick story as to the bloodbath that I had, and I don't want you to have this, okay? Question, Jay, can you recommend a friendly real estate investor in Charlotte or the surrounding area? Absolutely. when I finish Free Coaching Friday, let me see who sent that in. Who sent that question in? Nikki Thomas. Absolutely. So, Nikki, when I finish Free Coaching Friday, which will be here in less than 10 minutes, just call our office here at 252-808-2927, 252-808-2927, and I'll personally give you a referral to one of the best real estate investors that I know in Charlotte. Anyway, here's the deal. Another way of this best practice, never purchase real estate based on what you think the value is going to be. Another way of saying that is always purchase your real estate as having this criteria. What, if I am stuck with the house and I have to rent it out, or I have to sell it on rent to own, can my monthly rental income give me positive cash flow above what my underlying debt is per month? Don't miss that. So when you're buying any real estate, even if you're planning on flipping it, okay, can you rent it out or sell it on rent to own and have monthly cash flow coming in and have a positive cash flow that exceeds and gives you positive cash flow over and beyond what your underlying debt is? So if you're using private money, how much is your private lender's monthly payment if you're having to make monthly payments? Of course, we always make interest-only payments, right? Always interest-only payments. If you are buying it subject to the existing note, what is the underlying mortgage payment? What's the existing mortgage payment that you're going to be making to the seller's mortgage company because you purchased it subject to the existing note? And how much can you realistically, not pie in the sky, but how much realistically can you bring in per month? And don't count on any of that option fee or non-refundable lease option deposit to, you know, carry you through the first year or whatever. I mean, if you are stuck and you just have to rent it out, what is your positive cash flow? I'm telling you, folks, that is the number one criteria, right? Yeah, God bless you, Nikki. I'll look forward to your call after we finish Free Coaching Friday here. But you got to have that criteria. Quick little story here. So I had only been in the real estate investing business maybe a couple of years. This goes back to 2005. And there was a condominium over at Atlantic Beach. It was a bank-owned property. And this was before I was even into private money. I was using local banks, right, mortgage companies. This was actually, I funded it through a mortgage broker as an investment loan for an investor. Anyway, so I bought it, and my intention was to fix it up and flip it. Well, guess what happened? By the time I bought it, got it rehabbed, and put it on the market, the prices were already coming down. Well, stupid me, I would not listen to my real estate agent, my realtor, telling me what the current fair market value is, even in the all fixed up position. So I kept holding on to my price, Fair market prices keep going down, and I couldn't sell it. Right? So I was stuck with having to rent it out. Guess what? It was a bloodbath. I was in the negative cash flow for more than 2 or 3 years. Negative cash flow. And so the big lesson learned is what my friend Corey Boatwright, I just told you. As part of your criteria, always calculate what's your cash flow going to be if you're stuck with that house. Now, number two, best practice. All right, number two, best practice. Never purchase real estate based on your ideas of economic projections. Okay? Hello there, Ted from Kentucky. Welcome to Free Coaching Friday. Never purchase real estate based on your projections of what the economy is going to do. Again, that's the same underlying criteria. Make sure that property will cash flow if you have to rent it out. Number three, never purchase real estate based only on the equity. Because guess what? The amount of equity in that property changes based on what the market is doing. It all still comes down to cash flow if you have to keep that house. Number four, always buy real estate based on location. Thank you, Corey Boatwright. Always buy real estate based on location. So, you know, when you're doing your formulas and you're doing the Mayo formula and you're negotiating the deal. First of all, don't even get into negotiating the deal if it's not a good location. For example, never buy in war zones, right? And I'll tell you one criteria that I've had for years for me and Carol Joy, and that is I'm not buying a property unless I could feel safe about leaving my wife, Carol Joy, in that home at night and me be out of town. So bring it home. If you can't feel comfortable leaving your spouse or significant other by themselves in that home by themselves and you're out of town, then you should not be buying in that location. And then number five, always purchase real estate based on loan to value. In other words, as is now values that consider cash flow as your lifetime and not equity. That's sort of what I've been saying, right? It all comes down to that cash flow if you are stuck with the property, okay? So those five items from my good friend Corey Boatwright, if you found that helpful, do two things for me right now. Type in the comment bar, thank you, thank you, thank you. If it was helpful to you, type in thank you. And tap the share. I need your help. I want to get this information out to as many real estate investors as I can. I see the hearts coming in. I see a flood of hearts coming across and the likes. That's awesome. So before we call this a wrap, on today's Free Coaching Friday, yes, Marvin, thank you, Marvin Ricks, for being here. Glenn Miller, you got it. So one last time, folks, if you just tuned in here on the live stream, I want to send you my book, Where to Get the Money Now. This will plug you into private money funding very, very quickly. You will never miss out on a deal. Thank you, Derek. Thank you, David. Yes, thank you, David. You'll never miss out on a deal for not having the funding. I want to ship it out to you. Just cover the shipping. Thank you, Greg. Greg just put in the comment bar the URL where you can get the book for free at www.jayconner.com/Friday. You all, God bless you. Have a fantastic Friday, a rest of the weekend. If you're watching it here on the live stream, your success is very, very important to me. Always love hanging out with y'all. And so here it is, folks. That wraps up another Free Coaching Friday. And I'm Jay Conner, the Private Money Authority. Thank you, Richard. Thank you so much. I'm Jay Conner, the Private Money Authority, wishing you all the best. Here's to taking your real estate investing business to the next business. And we'll see you right here on the next Free Coaching Friday. Bye for now. God bless. Love ya.